Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim.
And to the blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Indeed, truly I can say it's a great pleasure to share this moment with you. Amen. As we lift up the name of the Lord and give him glory, because truly he is worthy of all the glory. For the scripture says that God is a great God and he's greatly to be praised. So at this time we just want to magnify him, and we just would like to say thank you, Jesus, for blessing us and sparing us so that we can behold another beautiful day that you have made. Amen. Amen. I want to invite you all to come out and fellowship with us. We have service every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1623 McHenry. That's McHenry Avenue here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Amen. And also on the 15th, which is the third Sunday, at 2:30 p.m., we will be celebrating our ushers. We will be having our ushers annual. And the Reverend Thomas D. Sands will be the guest pastor, the speaker of the hour. And First New Light Missionary Baptist Church will be the guest church. I invite you all to come out as we lift up the name of the Lord and celebrate the people who labor for the Lord. Truly, 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 today is a blessed day. Glory, hallelujah. How many of you just want to say glory, hallelujah? Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Even though I may not be worthy, I still just want to thank you. Even though I may not be all that I should be, I still just want to thank you. Even though I may not be doing all that I should be doing, I still just want to thank you. Amen. Now, the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through the 26th verse states, "This I say then," that's the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26 states, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Let me say that again. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Let me say that again. If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's
have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another and envying one another. Let me say that again. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another and envying one another. Amen. You see, because sometimes we have a tendency to say things and do things that we shouldn't be doing, and we end up provoking somebody to retaliate or act a certain way. As Christians, as members of the body of Christ, as citizens of the kingdom of God, our main goal is to love. Amen. And if we promote the fruits of the Spirit, amen, we're doing the best that we can to encourage one another to be all that they can be in Christ. Why? Because we want to walk by the Spirit. Amen. And as we walk by the Spirit, we live by the Spirit. Now, our human instincts lead us to temptation. It leads us to lust. It leads us to gluttony. It leads us to sloth. We must live by the Spirit, amen, and die by the Spirit, amen. That means that we have made a true commitment unto God, amen, so that we are dedicated, sold out, amen, because we want to be about our Father's business, because we realize that God's business is the only business that we should be about. Amen. See, because when we put God first and we are taking care of his business, one thing I come to find out is that as long as I'm taking care of God's business, he's going to take care of my business. Amen. Can I get a witness on that? You see, my brothers and sisters, it is not always easy to control our natural urges. Mm-hmm. Our consumer's culture seems completely devoid of any moral compass, constantly leading us towards temptation. Yes, the devil is there. The devil knows how to entice you, to put things in your way that will cause you to give in to temptation. So you know, sometimes when we turn on our TV or watch a movie or listen to a song or look at an advertisement online or on the TV or in a movie, we're constantly bombarded by sins of the flesh. Lust, violence, gluttony, greed, envy. Amen. As followers of Christ, the task of resisting these temptations may seem daunting, and it is. However, considering the consequences of relenting and giving in to these temptations, it is obviously worthwhile. You see, my brothers and sisters, we should at all times resist. Amen. You know, they had a saying that back in the day, a while back, that said WWJD. You know, my brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, when you got up this morning and you had to make your first decision, did you take the time out to say, what would Jesus do? Or how would Jesus handle this? And the reason I'm asking that question, because the Bible encourages us to take upon a mind like Christ. And if we're taking upon a mind like Christ, we should do the best that we can to think and act the way Christ did. Amen. Because when we do these things, then we're setting ourselves up for success. You see, I call success anytime that I am being blessed by the Father, which is in heaven. You see, when God's blessing is upon you, success is inevitable. all you got to do is just keep on trusting, leaning, and depending upon him. Amen. That's why we should live by the Spirit. Amen. We should walk by the Spirit. Amen. We should let the Spirit of God lead us and guide us in all ways. Remember, Jesus said that when he was with his disciples, that he told his disciples that I have to leave you. But when I leave you, the Comforter shall come. And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and teaches us in all manner spiritually. You see, when we serve God, the only way we can serve God is in spirit and in truth. And when we serve him in spirit and in truth, then our actions will follow suit. You see, my brothers and sisters, I come today just to encourage you to rely upon the Lord just a little bit more. Amen. To lean upon him just a little bit more. And as you do this, continue to walk with him in the Spirit. Amen. Yeah, you know how you heard that saying that say, let your conscience be your guide. So let the Spirit of God be your guide. Like that song by Walter Hawkins that say, order my steps. I ask God to order my steps so that I can walk closer with thee. So I come to you today, my brothers and sisters. I want to share this with you. The Old Testament commandments are often prohibited, and God's prophet more strict than the apostles. In the verses directly preceding these, Paul writes that circumcision, a commandment of Moses, is no longer necessary and does not measure the worth of a man. Amen. In Galatians 5 and 6, in the verse above, Paul writes about most of the sins to avoid, but he also mentions that we should pursue love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These we should perform in abundance, the sins as sparingly and as possible. It may sound difficult when you read the words, but it is a guide to make our lives in the world as the kingdom of heaven, one of the eternal love and life everlasting. Sins are like credit cards. Enjoy now, pay later. But I come to you today, my brothers and sisters, just to let you know that if you walk by the Spirit, you don't have to worry about these things. And if you exemplify the fruits of the Spirit in your life, amen, the devil might try to come at you, and he might do the best that he can to steal your joy. But as long as you just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, everything is going to be all right. It may get a little rough sometimes. It may get a little hard sometimes. And sometimes we may have to go through some things that we don't want to go through. But I stop by to let you know today to continue to walk by the Spirit. And as long as you're walking by the Spirit, God will be with you. Continue to trust in him, and God will lead you and guide you. Remember the word says, lean not to your own understanding. Let me say that again. Lean not to your own understanding. Let me say that one more time. Lean not to your own understanding. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. And everything is going to be all right. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. Father God, we thank you for this word this morning. And Father God, we pray that your word would continuously go forth in the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
wonderful change. Y'all remember this? Has come over me.
Amen for Bishop J. Drew Shear.
From where? soul. Stop complaining and press your way. Jesus will strengthen you. Keep on pressing. God's gonna make a way. God's gonna bless you. You wanna join with us and say with me, I know he's alright. I tried him for myself, and I know the Lord is alright. Hallelujah.
Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Tenney.
Yes, I want to say hello to all of you. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made.